He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Friday the 13th, and things are not so spooky at Reliant Stadium. In fact, the Texans are still in the spirit of giving. Yes, Texans defensive tackle Jeff Skinnina represented the team on Thursday at a small ceremony at Ball High School. Skinnina, a 16th-year pro, is a man of few words, but his actions spoke volumes to the students assembled in the school's gym. Skinnina teamed up with Douglas Pats and the NFL to donate more than 350 sets of pads and 100 footballs to the Galveston Independent School District, which is recovering from the destruction of Hurricane Ike. The school district's athletic director, Sandra Howell, said it was very special to receive the donation.
It's very special. We're very thankful and grateful that we were chosen for this opportunity, and the coaches and the players will love it. I had to call my other shoulder pad rep and make sure I told them in advance, don't get your feelings hurt. We're getting some Douglas pads. Most football coaches will tell you they really enjoy those pads because they're quality and they're specialty pads. So the kids and the coaches are going
to
love them.
Well, what does it mean to have a Texans player come down as representative of the team?
That's always fun. If you've been around sports, you know that young athletes always look up to the professional athletes. So anytime they get to be around professionals, it's always a good day, and they enjoy it. They get to interact with them. They're their role models, and it's always good to see them giving back to the community.
When Hurricane Ike devastated the island on September 13th, many of the players were coping with ruined homes, damages to their football equipment and facilities. Ike destroyed all the district's middle school football equipment. Defensive tackle Leland Brown said, getting equipment like this will mean a lot to both the high school and middle school teams.
It means a lot, and the school's going to look at us and say, oh, we wish we had that, and that's going to be happy. We're going to have some smile back on when we're old men.
The donated equipment is considered top of the line in the NFL, and it will go straight to the high school program. Meanwhile, the high school program's equipment will go to the middle school. Skinnina, who plans to play one more year before retiring, said he knew the donations would greatly impact the Galveston community.
You know, it's great. You know, they just want to play. You know, they just want to play, you know, football or basketball or whatever, you know, sports. You know, that's their way to get away from all the other problems, you know, at home, you know, or not even have a home or wherever they're living. You know, so it's great to see them. They got smiles on their faces. You know, they're happy to get the stuff. They just want to go out and play.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time.